السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today we are going to continue where we left off from our previous lesson from Surah Al-An'am. And today our lesson is going to be ayah number 93 to ayah number 94. So we'll start first with the recitation of these two ayahs, and then inshallah we will move on to the tajweed analysis of our lesson. So let's go ahead and first do the recitation of these ayahs from the beginning of ayah number 93. If you all would like to open up your Quran and follow along as we recite.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو قال أوحي إلي ولم يوحى إليه شيء ومن قال سأنزل مثل ما أنزل الله ولو ترى إذ الظالمون في غمرات الموت والملائكة باسطوا أيديهم أخرجوا أنفسكم اليوم تجزون عذاب الهون بما كنتم تقولون على الله غير الحق وكنتم عن آياته تستكبرون ولقد جئتمونا فرادا كما خلقناكم أول مرة وتركتم ما خولناكم وراء ظهوركم وما نرى معكم شفعاءكم الذين زعمتم أنهم فيكم شركاء لقد تقطع بينكم وضل عنكم ما كنتم تزعمون.
إن شاء الله that is our lesson, ayah number 93 to ayah number 94. Now let's go ahead and look at the tajweed analysis from the beginning of ayah number 93, waman al-zalamu. Here we are starting off with a nun sakin rule. This is going to be the rule of idhar. We see that there is a nun sakin or a tanween followed by one of the throat letters. The throat letters are hamza ha, ayn ha, ghayn kha. So here we have the letter hamza, which is a throat letter. Another way that we can tell that this is going to be idhar is because we see that on top of the noon, there is a very clear visible sign of sukun. So when we have the sign of sukun, we know that it is going to be idhar. Now for the other noon sakin rules, you will not see the sign of sukun in the Uthmani text. Instead, you will see that there is no sukun on the noon, or you may see a small meme in the case of iqlab. So here when you see a very clear visible sign of sukun on the nun sakin, most likely it is going to be idhar. Just to confirm, you can look at the next letter, which is going to be a hamza. And this is going to confirm for me that this is an idhar nun sakin. Idhar meaning the nun sound is going to be pronounced very clearly. And when we have idhar, we will also apply tawassut as well, meaning that I will rest on this letter for a moment, fully allow the sound of the letter to be completed, and then I move on to the next letter, which is the letter hamza. So I will say, waman al-lamu. So So you can hear that I am resting on this noon second, and once it has finished, then I will move on to the next letter. I am not merging them. I am not combining them in any way. Noon is separate and the hamza is separate. And then here in al-lamu, va is going to be a heavy letter. It is a permanently heavy letter. It is part of khussa, dhagh, and gil. These are the permanently heavy sounds, and vad is one of them. So this is going to be heavy. If you like, you can put a little h underneath just as a reminder. And lam is going to be light. It is not a heavy letter in this case, so it is not going to be al-lamu. Al-lamu. So here, lam is not heavy. Al-lamu. So make sure that you are making that switch from heavy to light as you move down to the letter lam. Mimman iftara. So we have a meme with a shadda. Anytime we have meme or noon with a shadda, we are going to emphasize this with adding extra additional ghunna, meaning that you are going to bring it up into the nose, keep it in the nose for a long moment, and then move on to the next letter. Mimman. Mimman. So you can hear that I am resting on this, allowing this to go up into the nose, spending a bit of time in the nasal passage, and then moving on to the next letter. Mimman iftara. Fat here has a sukoon and it is going to have hams, meaning that there is going to be a little bit of air as we say this letter. Niftara. Niftara. So allow that sound to kind of escape so that you are giving the sound the proper sifat. And then ra in this case is going to be heavy. So ra has a fatha, which is why it will be heavy in this case. And then there is a two count med after as well. And this med will also be heavy because the ra before it is also heavy. Mimmaniftara. Da is light, ra is heavy. Niftara, two count heavy med. Alallahi, name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a fatha. So if the letter before has a fatha or a dhamma, name of Allah will be heavy. If it has a kasra before, then it will be light. In this case, it is heavy because the letter before has the fatha. You can put a little h underneath there as well if you would like a reminder. Kadhiban. This is again going to be idhar. We see that there is a tanween followed by the letter hamza, which is a sound of the throat. So it is going to be pronounced very clearly. And then again, you can rest on the sound of noon second with tawassut. Kadhiban o qala. So just rest on this. O is going to be madilin, madanma, 1.5. Qala, this is a two count heavy med because the letter qaf is a permanently heavy sound, part of khusa dhaqdinqil. Uhiya. U is going to be a two-count med. This is a two-count med. Uhiya ilayya. Ya here is going to have a shadda. Now, as we are pronouncing the letter ya, it is going to be with the tongue going up against the roof of the mouth. Because there is a shadda, you can apply a little bit more pressure. Make sure it's not too much pressure, otherwise it will begin to sound like a jeem. So we are not saying ilayya. Ilayya. Now, this is sounding like a jeem. So ilayya. So make sure that you are keeping this in that correct range. So although there is a little bit extra pressure because it is a shadda, we don't want too much. Otherwise, it will begin to sound like a jeem, which comes from the exact same makhraj. Just if you add a bit more pressure, it becomes a jeem. Less pressure, it becomes a ya. So we are not going to add too much that it becomes a jeem. But we are adding a little bit more just because it does have a shadda. Walam, meme here is going to have a sukoon. It also has tawassut, so rest on this for a moment. Walam, yu, ha, yu, this is a two count med. Ha, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. It has a little bit of a warm, airy quality as we say this letter. So make sure that you are engaging that part of the throat and the sound is coming from the proper area, which should be the middle of the throat. Ilayhi. Lay, this is madlin, madden ma. Shay'un, this is again madlin, madden ma, 1.5. Shay'un wa ma, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. So the letters of idgham are yarmalun, and the letters of idgham with ghunna are yanmu. And here we do see wow is part of this. So we are going to merge this together, and then we are going to make sure that we are bringing this into the letter wow. Shay'un wa man, merge these together. Man qala, this is going to be ikhfa. There is a noon second followed by the letter qaf, which is one of the letters of ikhfa. Because the letter qaf is heavy, the ikhfa will be heavy as well. Wa man qala, so heavy ikhfa, heavy qaf. This is a two count med as well. Heavy med because the qaf is heavy. Sa'unzilu, this is going to be ikhfa again. Noon second followed by one of the ikhfa letters. Mithla, That here is going to have hems, give it a little bit of air. Not too much. Don't make the sound like a sheen or a scene. Misla, we are going to bring this with the tongue coming in between. Mithla. Tongue should come between the teeth and should have a little bit of a whistling sound as the air escapes your mouth. Ma unzil, this is going to be a four count mad. This is going to be madja is munfasil. The mad and the hamza are within two separate letters or two separate words, I should say. Ma anzala. Here, this is going to be a heavy letter lam in the name of Allah. Anzalallah, because the letter before lam with a fatha has a fatha on top. And then here, because I am stopping, I'm going to make sure that I give proper hems to the ha. Anzalallah. Give a little bit of hems, bring it from the chest, almost like a sigh. Emphasize it a little bit so that it is not dropped as we are saying this letter with sukun. Walau, this is madlin, mad al ma, 1.5. Dara, this is going to be a heavy ra. And this is a four count mad, and this mad will become heavy as well because of the heavy ra. This is a madja is munfasil, mad and the hamza are within two separate words. Either la limuna, la is going to be heavy, and it is a two count mad. It is a permanently heavy letter, part of khasa dakhdan gil. La, two count mad, mu, two count mad. La limuna, fi, this is again going to be a two count mad. Ghamarati, ghain is going to be heavy. It is part of khasa dakhdan gil. Ra is also heavy. It is one of those letters that is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, it has a fatha, so it is also heavy. And it is going to be a two count heavy mad. Gha, ma, ra, meme is light. Ghamaratil mawti, lam has tawassut. Maw, this is madzin, maddan ma. Wal malaikatu, lam has tawassut. Rest on this. And then malaika, this is going to be a four count mad. It is mad wajib, muttasil. Mad and the hamza are within that same word. So pull this for four counts. Malaikatu. Ba, this is a two count mad. Sibu, this is going to be a four count mad. Ta is a heavy letter. It is part of khusa dakhdan gil. So pull this for four counts and make it heavy. Ba sibu, this is mad ja is munfasil. Aydi him, this is madlin maddan ma. D is a two count mad. Him, mim has tawassut. Akhriju, and then ra in this case is going to be light because it has a kasra. Ju anfusakum, this is going to be a four count mad. It is going to be mad ja is munfasil. The mad and the hamza are within two separate words. Anfusakum, this is going to be ikhfa, nun sakin followed by the letter fa. Mim has tawassut as we stop here on sukun. Al-yawma, so here on the Uthmani text, you will not see any harakat on the alif. You may see it if you are using the Indo-Pak Quran. But here we are going to put a fatha on the alif. Al-yawma. And then if you would like to write it down in your Quran, just as a reminder, you can go ahead and do that. So for the Uthmani text, it is not written for you. In the Indo-Pak Quran, it is written. So if you do not have it there, just put a fatha on this alif. So we will say al-yawma. Tujazawna, jim is going to have qalqala, it is part of kutub jad, so it will have a little bit of bounce when it has a sukun. Adab, this is going to be a two-count mad. Adab al-huni, this is a two-count mad. Bima, two-count mad. Kuntum, this is ikhfa. Noon sakin followed by one of the ikhfa letters. Hide the noon sakin within the makhraj of the letter ta. Mim has tawassut in kuntum. Taqulun, qaf is heavy and it is a two-count mad. Alallah, name of Allah here is heavy. Letter before has a fatha. Ghayra, ghayn is going to be heavy. This is madlin, maddan ma. Ra is going to be heavy. Ghayra al-haqqi, qaf is heavy. And then do make sure that you are bringing this in from the makhraj of the qaf. Ghayra al-haqqi. Wa kuntum ikhfa, nun sakin, followed by the letter ta, which is a ikhfa letter. An ayatihi, this is idhar, nun sakin, followed by the throat letter hamza. So I am going to pronounce this clearly, give it tawassut as well. An ayatihi, a is a two count mad badal, a, ya is a two count mad, tihi, again this is a two count mad, this is mad sila sughra. Ayatihi, make sure all of these two count mudud are consistent. Das takbirun, seen is going to have safir, a little bit of a whistle. Das, as you can feel the air escaping through the gaps in your teeth. Dek, this is going to have hems, meaning there's going to be a little bit of air. Tastakbirun right here is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. And we end here on a four count. Mada'arit lissukun. Walaqad, lam is light, qaf is heavy, dal has qalqala. It's part of Qutub Jad. Walaqad, jittumuna, hamza has jahar, meaning it has a little bit of a jerkiness. Jittumuna, mu is a two count mad, na is a two count mad, fura is a two count mad, da is a two count mad. And the ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادَا. So all of these are two-count mudud. كَمَا, this is again two-count mad. خَلَقْنَاكُمْ, خَا is going to be heavy. لَام is light. قَاف is heavy. And it has قَلْقَلَا. Because it is part of قُطُبْ جَد, it has a sukun here. So give it a little bit of bounce and make this heavy. خَلَقْنَاكُمْ. So خَا is heavy. لَام mixture does not become heavy. Please do not say خَلَقْ. It is خَلَقُ. So make sure lam is light and qaf is heavy. Na is going to be a two count med. Kum mim has tawassut. أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. مَرَّةٍ wa, this is going to be idgham with khunna. It is part of the letters of idgham, which are yarmalun, the letters of idgham with khunna, which is yanmu. Wow does appear within these, so we are going to merge this together. وَتَرَكْتُمْ, ra here is going to be heavy, gaf has hams. Ma, this is going to be a two count mad. خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ, kha is going to be heavy. خَوَّلْ, lam has tawassut. Rest on this for a moment. Na, this is going to be a two count mad. Mim has tawassut. وَرَاءَ, this is a four count. And ra here is going to be heavy. So four count heavy mad. This is going to be mad wajib, muttasil. The mad and the hamza are within the same word. وَرَاءَ ظهوركم, ra is going to be heavy, ra is light because it has a kasra, mim has tawassut. Wama, this is a two count mad, nara, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. And then this is also a two count mad. Ma'akum, mim has tawassut. Shufa'akum, this is going to be a four count mad, mad wajib, muttasil, mad and the hamza are within the same word. Shufa'akumul ladina, this is a two count mad in the. Za'amtum, mim has tawassut. In both cases, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Za'amtum, annahum, noon has tawassut. Ghunna, bring this up into the nose. And then mim here has tawassut as well. Annahum. Fikum, two count mud in fi, mim has tawassut in kum. Shuraka, this is going to be a heavy ra because it has a fatha. Ga is going to be a four count mad. It is mad wajib muttasil. Mad and the hamza are within the same word. Now I am stopping here, so I am going to give hamza a sukun. And when we give hamza a sukun, we have to be careful about making sure hamza has jahar. So there is going to be a little bit of pressure on the hamza. You can raise the voice a little bit as well and give it nabar so that it is very clear that there is a hamza here, okay? If you do not do all of this, you are at liability of dropping the hamza. So if I don't do this, it will sound as if I am saying shuraka. I don't hear that hamza unless I give it jahar. Shuraka. So give it some jahar, stop abruptly on this, raise the voice a little bit and give it nabir so that it is very, very obvious. Laqad, so here qaf is going to be heavy. And we have a rule here, we have the letter dal. And then the next letter is going to be the letter da. So the rule here that is going to be applied is known as al-mutajanisan. It is the rule of the meeting of two letters that have a very similar nature. Meaning that there are two letters that have the same makhraj, but they're different in their sifat, they're different in their characteristics. And then there is three divisions of this, and the rule applied here is going to be mutajanisan as-saghir. So this means that one of the letters is a letter of sukun, the first letter has sukun, and the second letter has a vowel, so it has a haraka. Meaning in this case, we are going to do idgham, okay? And here we have the letter dal followed by the letter ta. Now, in this case, the rule is going to be applied. So the rule of mutajanisan as-saghir, meaning that there is going to be idgham, is going to be applied. So we are going to say a little bit of the first letter, and then we are going to merge this within the second letter, okay? لَقَدْ Taqat. So you can kind of hear there is the letter dal, but I'm moving on to the letter ta. So we are going to kind of merge these together. So you may have a question of, you know, what do I do with the dal? So because it has a very similar makhraj, you can kind of hear it in the back. You can kind of hear the letter dal. But what I'm not going to do is rest on this dal or give it qalqala. So I'm not going to say laqad taqatta'a. I am not going to give much attention to this letter dal because it is merging within the ta. I'm not saying laqad taqatta'a, merge these together. Laqad taqatta'a. Laqad taqatta'a. So just say it in this manner. And then the ruling that we have applied here is known as, again, mutajanisan. This is going to be applied anytime there are two letters that are similar to each other. So for example, dal and ta, as we have here, ta and ta, dal and dha, tha and tha, ba and meem, all of these letters have the same makhraj, but they have different sifat, so they do sound a little bit different. And when we have both of them meeting together like this, we apply the rule of mutajanisan. In some cases, there is going to be idhar, in other cases, there is going to be idgham. So as in also meem and ba, you merge them together. Dal and that here, we are also going to merge them together. Do not give special attention to the letter dal here. So you don't have to stop, you don't have to give qalqala, just merge them together. Laqad taqatta'a. And then qaf here is going to be heavy and ta is also going to be heavy. Both of them are permanently heavy sounds in khusa, daqd, and gilv. Baynakum, mim has tawassut, wa dhalla, dad is going to be heavy. Ankum, this is going to be ikhfa. Ankum ma kuntum. And then here, kuntum is ikhfa, mim has tawassut, taz'umun, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then we end here on a four count, mad, arid, lissukun. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, ayah number 93 to ayah number 94. So we'll stop here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.